Canada Day Live continues at canadadaylive.ca, and we're coming at you from Winnipeg, Manitoba, my hometown, and this segment is brought to you by The Official Guide to Being a Winnipeg Cheapskate. That's a coincidence, isn't it? And it's my best-selling book, Double Coincidence. You can check out the title at cheapskatebook.com and on Amazon and iTunes and in the business section of the Winnipeg Free Press, winnipegfreepress.com/business/cheapskate. Doc Walker, a great Manitoba group, is touring all over the province. Chris Thorstenson is on the line right now. Happy 150 to you.
Oh, thanks. It's a beautiful day for Canada. I mean, I've been proud to be Canadian my whole life, but this whole 150th just seems to get you a little bit more, for sure.
It's funny because I remember back in the day, I was in elementary school and we were celebrating 125. I don't know if you remember that. And we had, it was the logo was kind of like blue and purple, like it was kind of really cool. And to think now, 25 years later, here we are again.
I know. You know, it's been where I'm actually was doing something at the graduation last week for PCI in Manitoba, and it's been like 24 years since I graduated. So it's, yeah, in around that time, it was the 125th. So, man, it seems time flies. It's just way too fast.
So I need you to chime in here. Friendly Manitoba, true or false?
True, absolutely.
So let's talk about some things that Manitoba is known for. I know you were saying just before we went on the air, mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. It just seemed like they came out with a vengeance in the last week. I don't know. Usually you get a good break in spring. You know, it's, the weather's nice and there's no mosquitoes, but you know it's coming.
Right. And, of course, not many people know this, or it was at one point the Slurpee capital of the world, if I'm not mistaken, several years in a row.
Portage la Prairie held the record, I believe. The West End 7-Eleven, I think it was. I remember we were pretty proud of that when we were in high school, that Portage la Prairie held the Slurpee capital of Canada. So, yeah, that's one thing that we're known for in Portage.
It's the world. Like, people, we're being serious here. There is actually that they've crowned it the Slurpee capital of the world. But in Manitoba, and Chris, you're going to back me up on this, people, dead of winter, have a Slurpee. It is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you pull up to 7-Eleven to get something, and there's, like, you know, a guy walking out with his family and a bunch of Slurpees, and it's, like, minus 25. So it's crazy. We love them. I guess it's just part of the Manitoba culture, you know, Slurpees.
And we also know that, you know, there's that first hint of warmness in the spring. It could be still minus 5. We're out in shorts. We are.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, a switch goes off for me at home. It's about, you know, beginning of May sometime, you know, maybe late April. I get the board shorts on or the shorts, and they don't, you know, the pants come on when I go play, and that's about it. Other than that, it's usually about, you know, getting into part of November that I finally put them away.
Yes. Well, you know, the rule when we were growing up was my mom said that it had to be at least plus 20 before we could put on shorts. Once you hit a teenager and you're dressing yourself and you're buying your own clothes, whatever it is, oh, yeah, that rule was off.
Yeah, it's like if it's anywhere close to zero, man, the shorts coming out.
But another summer tradition, I know you guys were just at Dauphin Country Fest. That is a huge annual party up in Dauphin.
Oh, yeah, it's Dauphin's always been pretty crazy. I remember my sister talking about it. She's a couple of years older than I am, you know, when I was young, and her talking about it at Dauphin Country Fest, and then, you know, years later we got to play at the Hilltop Bar, and man, it's nuts. It's like 12,000. It's not a huge festival, but they really know how to have a good time, and lots of real big acts, and yeah, this year was just a blast.
It's not huge in terms of attendance, but it's huge in the names they're getting. I mean, some really big names.
Yeah, I mean, Luke Bryan this year, and Doc Walker, of course.
Well, yes, naturally.
No, it's a great festival, and the way it's set up in Dauphin, I think that's where they have the Ukrainian festival, and it's sort of a natural amphitheater. It's really beautiful.
Let's the scenery. I mean, the landscape across the province, but especially Dauphin in central Manitoba anyway. I mean, if you love the outdoors, and that's you know, hiking and kayaking, canoeing and cycling, I mean, the rivers and lakes, there's some really great scenery in Manitoba as well.
Yeah, and there seems to be a line pretty much right about where I'm from in Westburn, just north of Portage Prairie. Just sort of, I guess, on the north part of Number 1 Highway, it goes to pretty much fields and, you know, lots of agriculture and you know, oak trees and pop. And then all of a sudden there's like we call it the poplar line where, you know, you get sort of the northern country and it's a lot of poplar trees and it's sort of the north. So it's, you know, I love Manitoba. I live right beside the White Mud River and we're not far from Lake Manitoba. So for a kid growing up, I mean, it was no better place for me to grow up when you love hunting and fishing, you know.
There's so many people that want to go east or west. So if you had to, if we're forcing you out of Manitoba, are you going Toronto or Vancouver?
Well, I don't know if I'd go all the way to Vancouver. I'm not a big mountains fan. I mean, growing up in the prairies, it kind of freaked me out. I love to visit them, but I love to leave. I like Alberta and Saskatchewan, you know. Just, I'm a prairie guy. So if I had to go somewhere, definitely it'd be west for sure.
Well, let's not forget the music, because there's some pretty big music talent in the province. You know, Neil Young.
Oh,
there we are. Gotcha now?
Yeah, I got you. Gotcha.
All right, good. So, well, this is live radio, everybody. Don't we love it? But, but you know, music royalty, and I don't mean royalties, but I'm talking about legends in the music business. Neil Young, Guess Who.
Yeah.
Manitoba is really on the map in terms of music. And, of course, Doc Walker. Can't forget Doc Walker, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did this, we called it a Manitoba medley that we put together. And, you know, that's when you really start, you know, realizing the caliber of talent that came out of and comes out of Manitoba between, I think we had some of the Guess Who, and then we had BTO and Neil Young, and actually Murray Pulver, our guitar player, played with the Crash Test Dummies for about 5 years, so we had some Crash Test Dummies in there. But, yeah, it's just sort of a, you know, Manitoba and I think the prairies in general have a unique sound, just like any other, you know, any other region. But I guess somebody had mentioned it, you know, from back in the 60s when there wasn't the internet and whatnot. In Manitoba, we didn't really go with, you know, a New York sound or LA sound that was from Vancouver, Toronto. We were kind of stuck out in the middle by ourselves, and I think that's where that prairie rock and roll sound really kind of came to be.
Who were you listening to when you were growing up? Let's talk about some of your favorite Canadian songs.
Loverboy for sure.
Oh yes,
you know, big Loverboy fan. Katie Lang, I'm a huge fan. We got to do a couple of different things with Katie Lang, and I got to sit side stage and watch her sing Hallelujah, and also at the Olympics in Vancouver, we got to see her there, and just such an amazing talent. You know, we're pretty lucky to have somebody like that coming from our country.
What I love is that so many people outside of this country don't realize how many of their favorite artists, or even maybe how many of their favorite songs, are Canadian. And that's really cool, too.
Yeah, it is. You know, you take per capita, I mean, there's a lot of, like, I mean, if you really think about it, there's a lot of big artists. But when you think of Bryan Adams, Katie Lang, Shania Twain, Alanis Morissette, I mean, and that's just touching on the big ones. I mean, Justin Bieber, the list goes on. And I think for you know, for a country with the population that we have, it goes to show that there's a lot of music. And I think it's, you know, I think a lot of it does come from, you know, the government of Manitoba does, government of Canada with Factor, and also with Manitoba Film and Sound. You know, they get behind the music, and they help develop artists and allow funding for touring and whatnot. And I think that's really helped over the years.
Well, you guys you're going on tour. I know you've got a big show tonight in Brandon, and I got to ask, how do you prepare for Canada 150 as opposed to a regular concert gig? Are you doing anything different? Like, this is a huge celebration today.
It is. You know, I don't think we're going to change anything. I think it's just the atmosphere in itself is just different on a day like today. It's almost one of those days where, again, you know, cross my fingers, that you can't do anything wrong. You know, everybody's right. Happy. It's an amazing time for Canada, and it's, we're just really, you know, we're really proud to be a part of this and to be able to perform on today, a day like today. And I think we're going to have fun like we always do, and I think it's just the crowd's going to take care of itself, and it's going to be an awesome day.
Well, you know, they're telling me that we've got to go, but we're live, so we're going to keep going. You've got tour dates across the country coming up, right?
Yeah, we're actually getting in the bus tonight, and we're heading way up north, so we're going to see a lot of Manitoba. Well, it'll be at night, so we're actually heading up past Thompson, and Thompson, Manitoba. It's, God, where is it? Where are we going? Nelson House, I believe. So we've got a long drive ahead of us, and we've got a lot of shows coming up this summer across Canada, and just happy to play, but really excited to be here today on this pretty special day.
It is. And one more, we've got to do a quick shout out for Weathervane. Give us a few seconds of a plug for that.
Manitoba, and you like the prairies and that heartland sound, this record is definitely for you. I mean, it's sort of autobiographical in a way with us being from the prairies and being so proud to be from the heartland. It's just a lot of interesting songs in there and a lot of honesty. So, if you feel like listening to something like that, make sure you pick it up.
Well, of course we do. And yeah, I want to say happy Canada Day to you, Chris. Give our regards to Dave and the rest of the gang. And the website, docwalker.ca, right?
Yeah, for sure. Check it out. Listen to some music. And if you can make it out to a show, we'd love to see you.
Doc Walker and Brandon tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.